Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David. I should say here, I have a story with a happy ending that might be a good one for the depths of winter.
Yeah, well, people might appreciate that, especially right now. And I guess it has to do with an organization called Mr. Moe.
Mr. Moe. Yes, sir. It's an organization that's actually based in Colony. It was founded in 2011 by a couple named Chris and Marissa Hughes. And Mr. Moe was their dog who passed away. And they decided, in Mr. Moe's memory, to set up this organization to connect dogs that need new homes with the new homes. And this is something that's run through Facebook and the Internet. They've been interviewed on Good Morning America. And I gather it's got quite a profile, but I just never happened to hear of it. But a local fellow named Ed Mark, who was administrator of our Otsego Now nursing home for many years, about 3 years ago, got a job in Schenectady as the director of the Daughters of Charity Assisted Living Center. And Ed had a dog named Covey, and Covey passed away last fall. And so Ed was of course, sad and looking to, connect with a new dog. And had been visiting the PetSmart has events to connect new owners with shelter dogs every weekend. And Ed had been going to those events and had almost made a couple of connections. And then one day in January, just a few weeks ago, he was on Facebook and stumbled across this Mr. Moe posting for a dog named Max. And Max had been hit by a car in Glenville on January 4th and was in need of an operation. But apparently, a new owner had to be identified. And so Ed stepped forward and agreed to take the dog. The Shaker Veterans Hospital then did the necessary operation, and Max, this lab mix that was hit in Glenville, they had to amputate one of his back legs. So in any event, then Ed and Max are united. This Mr. Moe organization does quite a bit of fundraising, and since 2011 has apparently connected 111 dogs with new homes in 9 states, was able to connect Max and Ed. And so, of course, Ed still has a lot of friends in the Cooperstown area, and so a couple of people called us and said, this sounds like a pretty good story for the depths of winter. So we sent our reporter, Libby Cudmer, over there to take a look at it, and she recounted, this very interesting story. So in any event, it turns out that Ed used to have a dog named Max, and the weekend before the connection was made, Ed met a dog named Max at one of the PetSmart events, and so this Max thing seemed to be just the thing. And as I guess you know, David, as someone who is a dog lover, that there is an immediate connection between will-be dog owners and the dogs that they bring home, and there was an immediate connection with Ed and Max. So in any event, Mr. Moe paid for the operation. Ed brought Max home, but there's another connection, which apparently folks can go to the Mr. Moe page and send supplies to the owner and the dog. And so wouldn't you know, Ed's just getting used to Max, and all of a sudden, all of these supplies that Ed's going to need and Max is going to need start showing up on the doorstep, and specialized food, beds, and blankets. Someone even sent a camera, so when Ed's at work or out of the house and Max isn't with him, he can monitor Max with this camera. So as you can imagine, Ed is very enthusiastic about this program and is also very enthusiastic about the arrival of Max, who apparently is warming up to Ed and warming up to the house. And so in effect, it was a story of loss, a story of a new connection, and a happy ending as we approach the coldest days of the year.
A heartwarming story for sure. We've been talking with Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read about this story or more. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you, David.